I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom, or as I like to call it, practical philosophy for real life. Ever feel like you're caught in a tug of war with your own impulses? Like that voice inside is screaming, buy that new gadget, or skip the gym and hit the couch. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? Today, we're taking control, folks. We're diving into the power of self-control. How to overcome those pesky impulses and build a life of discipline and resilience. Because let's face it, that extra slice of pizza isn't worth sacrificing your long-term goals. So, grab your headphones, maybe even a water bottle for that preemptive thirst quenching you'll need after all this wisdom, and get ready to level up your self-control game. First things first, let's talk about those impulses, the instant gratification gremlins whispering in our ears. They're crafty little devils, these impulses. You know that feeling when you see a sale, and before you can even process it, you've got five new pairs of shoes on your doorstep? Or when social media pulls you into a rabbit hole of comparison and envy. Those are your impulses at work, folks. But here's the key. Understanding our impulses isn't about judging ourselves, we all have them. It's about recognizing them for what they are. Temporary urges that often lead to regret later on. Think of it like this. Your mind is a muscle, and self-control is its strength. The more you flex that mental muscle, the stronger it gets. It's like those cheesy infomercials, but seriously, consistent practice is key. The Stoics had a brilliant way of dealing with impulses. They practiced mindfulness, paying attention to their thoughts and feelings without judgment. Sounds simple, right? But trust me, it's powerful. When you feel an impulse surge, pause for a second. Ask yourself, is this truly important? Will I regret this later? What are my long-term goals, and how does this impulse align with them? Taking a few moments to reflect can make all the difference. It gives you the space to choose your actions instead of letting impulses dictate your life. Speaking of choices, remember that saying, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Well, sometimes it's about choosing the right shots. That means resisting those tempting shortcuts and opting for the path of delayed gratification. The one that leads to real fulfillment in the long run. Think about that epic promotion you've been working towards. Or that dream vacation you've always wanted to take. Achieving those goals takes discipline, self-control, and a whole lot of grit. Remember, every small act of self-control builds your mental muscle and gets you closer to your bigger dreams. Let's face it, life throws curveballs. Unexpected challenges, setbacks, and moments of stress are inevitable. But here's the thing. How we respond to those challenges shapes who we become. Picture this. You're about to deliver a big presentation, but suddenly, your mind goes blank. Or you miss that crucial deadline because life threw a wrench in your plans. These situations can be incredibly frustrating. But instead of spiraling into panic mode, think like a Stoic, focus on what you can control, your response. Take a deep breath, recenter yourself, and come up with a plan. Adapt to the situation. Adjust your approach, and keep moving forward. Remember, setbacks are not failures, they're opportunities to learn, grow, and build resilience. Ever feel like you're constantly battling against your own thoughts and emotions? You know that feeling when stress takes over or anxiety starts whispering doubts in your ear? That's where the real power of self-control comes into play. Imagine a friend who's going through a tough time. What would you say to them? You'd probably encourage them to focus on what they can control, offer support, and remind them that they're capable of overcoming challenges. Now, apply that same wisdom to yourself. Remember, self-control is a journey, not a destination. It's about making conscious choices every day to align your actions with your values and goals. So be kind to yourself, celebrate those small victories, and keep pushing forward. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What strategies have you found helpful for overcoming impulsiveness and developing self-control? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's build a supportive community of Stoic warriors together. And don't forget to subscribe to the Daily Stoic Blueprint so you don't miss an episode. Until next time, keep striving for excellence, one disciplined step at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.